News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
A video circulating on Facebook could show a local baseball bat beating. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning, congratulations, Jim made it. It's Friday, September the 8th, 2017. Same stuff, different day, though. Smoky skies, 53 degrees, air quality alert, but that's also combined with a fire weather watch, which means strong winds will be coming through the area, especially where the fires are, probably starting tonight and continuing through the weekend. Our newscast this morning, sponsored by Bullseye Wear with Missoula's only certified master optician on South Preserve across from Larchmont Golf Course. A video circulating on Facebook this week claims to be footage of a Missoula high school student being jumped by a group of people with baseball bats and beaten so badly that he received 20 staples in his head. The video appears to be shot near the softball fields by McCormick Park. The information appears to match up with an ongoing police investigation. Police spokesman Travis Welsh provided this information.
On Tuesday, the 5th of September, at about 9:30, Missoula Police Department responded to a report of a disturbance involving a weapon in the 600 block of Craig Lane. The officers spoke with a male there, 18-year-old male, who reported that he was struck with a bat by several persons and kicked when he was down.
The complainant also said his wallet had been stolen. He was able to offer a description of one of his assailants.
We're in the process of trying to determine what exactly happened and who was all involved. Victim was able to identify a suspect by first name, and we're in the process of trying to fully identify that person. This victim reported that it was a white male adult, approximately 6 feet, 1 inch tall, said he was skinny, wore gray shorts and a black hoodie.
Although the claims published on Facebook are not out of line with the details of the ongoing police investigation, Welsh said it's important to note that police have not confirmed that the video depicts the actual crime. According to Welsh, no suspects are in custody at this time. Missoula County Coroner's Office has identified 39-year-old Shane Madsen of Missoula as the man who was struck and killed at the corner of Preserve and South Avenue as he was attempting to cross the street. Again, Travis Welsh said the 911 call came in about 4:40 yesterday morning.
When they arrived, they learned that a pedestrian crossing Reserve Street at South Avenue was struck by a vehicle traveling northbound on Reserve, and that the pedestrian was in fact deceased at the scene. The investigation is currently underway with assistance from the Montana Highway Patrol to actually map the scene.
Welsh said the investigation took several hours, and the northbound lanes of Reserve were blocked until just after 8:30.
Conducting interviews with witnesses and with the driver involved who is participating in the investigation, helping us out however he can. At this point, there are no charges pending, and the investigation is ongoing.
Welsh said Madsen and a friend were crossing the street together. However, the other man was not struck by the vehicle. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is asking the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to make it easier for the state to request wildfire assistance. Bullock met with FEMA Administrator Brock Long in Washington yesterday as the federal agency works to respond to the devastation from Hurricane Harvey on the Gulf Coast and prepares for Hurricane Irma to make landfall on the East Coast. Bullock asked Long to expedite upcoming assistance requests and to exempt Montana from some requirements to qualify for a FEMA grant. Montana's having its worst fire year since 2012, with more than 1,560 square miles burned to date. The state has spent more than $50 million on fire suppression since the beginning of July, depleting a $32 million reserve account and $16 million in additional emergency funds. Speaking of wildfires, Montana's entire congressional delegation, Senators John Tester and Steve Daines, and Congressman Greg Gianforte, have all addressed their various houses and demanded congressional action on Montana's seemingly unending summer wildfires. First, Senior Senator John Tester.
I've heard stories of ranchers in eastern Montana took the shoes off their horses for fear that the metal clicking on rocks might spark and light up dry grass. Hikers in Glacier National Park frantically parked their cars and fled due to evacuation notices. And in children in Sealy Lake, a little town in western Montana, saw their first day of school canceled due to fire danger.
Steve Daines also spoke to a Senate committee on Wednesday.
Just yesterday, of the top 30 wildfires in the nation, 28 of those 30 wildfires were in Montana. Our crisis in Montana isn't water. It's not too much water. It's not hurricanes. It's fire. It is smoke filling the air and filling our lungs. And they're looking at the tons of fuel just lying on the forest floor waiting for a spark to ignite.
Congressman Greg Gianforte displayed a dramatic photo of the Lolo Peak Fire as it advanced towards Lolo.
This photo was taken just a few weeks ago from the south summit of Mount Sentinel as fires raged towards the town of Lolo, Montana. Sadly, this image is not unique. I met with leaders and firefighters at five wildfires this summer and witnessed the destruction firsthand. Mr. Speaker, I hope this image and others from back home will make my colleagues more aware of the fires, the devastation they've caused, and the need for relief in the Treasure State.
You can see all three of those videos featuring our congressional delegation on our website at newstalkkgvo.com. Last week, Governor Steve Bullock directed all state agencies to begin sketching out ways to reduce their budgets by another 10%, including the Montana University System. Associate Commissioner of Higher Education Kevin McCray said the total amount to be carved out of the entire system amounted to about $22 million for each of the next 2 years.
By and large, almost 80% of that $44 million two-year reduction, if it were a 10% reduction to the system, 80% would be at the campuses. And UM's share of that would be approximately $5 million.
McCray said the university system will have to comply with the cuts like any other state agency.
Every campus in the system would be similarly situated to so many other state agencies. Anybody who relies on state general funds is going to be preparing now for scenarios where we would have to live with 90% of what we thought we had.
There will be a protest on the UM Oval at noon today to oppose further budget cuts. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Mostly sunny skies today with areas of smoke. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will be possible today. Winds will begin to increase this evening, and we'll see wind gusts on Saturday as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.